Thomas turns around. Push a little daisy. Thomas gets onto it. Push a little daisy. Thomas is uploaded the biggest.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Make sure you visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Daisy Thomas with us this morning.
Oh, good morning, Daisy.
Good morning, guys. Great to be here. Best part of my week, this is.
Yeah. Oh. Good on you, mate.
It's probably a lie. I say that everywhere I go.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm happy to be lied to.
Yeah, perfect.
How was your weekend?
Rather uneventful. A lot of the same. A lot of football.
Yeah.
Didn't really. I played golf on Saturday, actually.
Did you?
Suffering horrifically from chafe at the minute.
Now, this Are you?
I'm a bigger boy, as we all know. I've put on a couple, which is fine. I'm trying to work it off. But yeah, one of the real hazards of being a bigger boy is chafe. I've never had it before. I had the skinny little legs going, and now they've gotten a bit bigger. Mm. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Not great.
Yeah, you needed to be wearing some sort of lycra pant.
Well, if I'm being completely honest, I may have been too. So
that's the level. Wow, you chafed through the lycra. Mm,
big boy.
That's heavy chafe.
Big
well,
boy
then, the next stop for you is Vaseline. You need a barrier cream.
I need a sponsorship. That's what I need.
You need a barrier cream and someone to apply it.
Well, that's it. Happy 8:40. I hope you're enjoying your breakfast.
Daisy's on the first tee, smearing Vass between his legs. It's only 18 holes, mate.
Yeah, no, 19 almost. Oh, we've taken a turn.
No, it's fine. We'll come back. Well, we're not stopping now.
No.
Don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying to you, let's save your winners and losers from the weekend for the next chat.
Yes, arguably the best segment on radio.
One of the great segments.
It is, yeah.
Daisy's winners and losers from the weekend.
What do we? What award show do we go to later? Is the Acras?
Yeah.
I look forward to accepting one on behalf of the team for this segment.
Give us one of. Why don't we talk about the controversy in the final moments of Sydney Geelong?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll scrap that off my list as one of the talking points. That was number one. No, that was a big talking point. And the fact
it was
that,
huge.
There was a couple of moments, like the umpires, and we all know that I'm a bit of an umpire basher. I happily put my hand up as a man who got fined $7,500 for doing that during my playing career.
Right, okay.
I feel it's still my right to get that money's worth now I'm retired. So,
you've got form.
Yeah, I've got form. And look, they were bad. The thing I don't like about the umpire who called play on not 15 is that he called it as soon as it had sort of left the boot.
Mm.
So...
Where's it ending up?
Yeah, well, correct. Yes, when you said it hadn't gone 15 metres, but it still had, 16 metres of
trajectory. Well, it ended up going 21, didn't it, Will?
Yeah, 21.8.
20. Mm. So let's call it 22.
Yeah, so that's a big stuff up. And, 5-6 seconds left in that game. It was Jeremy Cameron, 2 left footer, so a good side for a left footer.
I would have thought a bloke like that would have slotted it.
Yeah, so... Look, what could have been, there was a controversial non-paid deliberate out of bounds just before that as well. So they try
and
their
best.
And
then there was the sort of possibly holding the ball that was beaten by the buzzer.
Yeah, so...
There was a lot going on,
wasn't there? There was plenty happening. And the fact the AFL have come out since and said that it
got
clearly
it
had gone more than the 15 is not great. But to Geelong fans, sucked in, I guess, because they had the... they had their own luck down there against Brisbane Lions when they should have been holding the ball late in that game, and they got away with one. So
yeah, that came up in conversation earlier.
Yeah, the universe aligning.
Yeah, swings and roundabouts, as we discussed. And that's football, isn't it?
Swings and roundabouts is a bit of a weird saying, isn't it?
What do you think about a captain's challenge, Daisy, in that scenario on the field?
Yes. No, I don't like it.
Lee Montagna was pushing the captain's challenge.
I was listening to that last. I know the rugby have brought that in. I think their game's a bit more stop-start than ours. How many times have these things actually come up? Would they have then changed it on the night? They don't have the, I think it was Fox that then went back with their fancy little measuring tape and all their digital guys that got involved. I'm not sure the AFL have that technology readily available.
On the spot, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I agree.
The theatre of our game is that, your game's won or lost on these calls.
Geelong, that's right.
They got one up the other week because of a bad call, and they lost this one because of that.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Daisy Thomas with us this morning at 8:48.
It's time for your new segment, Daisy, Winners and Losers from the Weekend.
Yes, it's brilliant. I had plenty of time to prep this week too because Will didn't text me 6 minutes before coming on air. So...
Yeah, no rebuttal, just
turn his mic off. Perfect. Three big winners. The first one, Richmond Footy Club, Friday night footy, taking on the Western Bulldogs.
Yes.
19 points down at halftime.
That's right.
Come back and won by 22 points, just showing the competition that they are still the real deal.
They can still change gears.
They can. The Saints, Oh boy, imagine being a Saints supporter this season.
It's a roller coaster ride. Oh,
up and down like a Macedonian wedding. 69 points they touched the Hawks up to. Bradley Hill, the man who's been out of form, lots of questions being asked about him.
Yeah.
Brett Ratton had the opportunity to drop him, said, no, I'll put my faith in you, son. He came out, he had 27 disposals at 85% efficiency, 3 goal assists and 10 score involvements, plus 571 metres game.
Unbelievable.
And they gave him the bloody ball. It's not that hard. When he gets near you, give him the ball. He's a better decision maker than half of them. He's quicker than nearly all of them.
19-14 to 9-5.
I was at that game. That was very, very hard to. I was doing special comments. I reckon about 5 minutes into the second quarter, I ran out of special things to say. They were just average comments after that. I needed to.
Yeah, the special stuff was gone.
That was certainly done. The Melbourne Footy Club. How could you go past them? 7-0, top of the tree.
Yeah.
Wasn't the most convincing win, I must say, against North Melbourne, but they're still on top of the tree, so well done to them.
Because I think it would be hard to get up against North. Is that a true thing?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that they're professional elite sports people, but is it a real thing where you're going to play someone that's 0-6?
Yeah.
And you sort of go, we'll eventually win this.
Like in all sport, I think you sort of play to your competition. Mm. So when you play teams that are better than you, you seem to rise and play to their level. And when you play teams that are not going so well.
But is it a collective thing? Is there a bit of smart arsery on the bus? Is this a percentage builder for us?
Well, there probably has to be something that's into your psyche going, we should just win this, all things equal. So, and they did. That's how they, you know, fell in against them. They could have won by 10 goals. That's the difference. When you get to being a really, really good side, and I just think back to our days at Collingwood, when we played, you know, Melbourne were down the bottom there, you'd go out and a win on that day would be 50, 60 points. You'd just thump them. And a lot of the times on Queen's birthday, we fell in. So just that shift in mindset can catch you out.
Mm.
Anyhow, the three big losers, the umpires, we've touched on them in the Geelong-Sydney game.
Unfortunate.
It's unfortunate. Do we want technology to override the umpires? No, because then we would have nothing to talk about if they got it right every week.
Yes.
And as I said, sucked in Geelong supporters. Port, they're lost to the Lions, 49 points.
Yeah.
So that's their second bad interstate loss. They got touched up by the Eagles over there.
Yeah.
And, of course, this week, will Koshy pull the trigger and say, we will wear the prison bars in the showdown?
No, he won't.
Jeez, I would have loved that as a flex just to say, we'll cop the 4 points that the AFL are threatening and we'll wear them.
No, he won't do that.
No, he shouldn't do that. But if it might have been a fine, he could have maybe rattled the cash cow. and the last one, the biggest loser, and I don't want to say it, but I have to, is my job. It's the Pies.
Oh, yes.
They are
in trouble.
Second last on the ladder.
Yeah. They've won one more game than North.
Mm.
That's a fun way to think about it.
And you know who they play this week?
North.
Oh, boy.
Could it happen? Could North beat Collingwood?
Well, it's at Marvel Stadium, and that joint will be packed because both teams will think they can win.
Could North beat Collingwood?
Well, they could. If they play like they did against Melbourne and tightened a few things up and Collingwood played as bad as they did against
North will be thinking they can win this one. Don't worry about that.
Which is a scary, scary thought.
They'll be training the track off.
Oh, not sure if you train the track off.
Well, you can train stuff off. Might not be the track.
I think you train it down, but anyway, down or whatnot.
Be North's win for the
year? Well, we will wait and see because that is going to be an absolutely huge clash and ramifications if the Pies are to be not competitive would be absolutely massive. So they're the big talking points.
Buckley goes mid-year?
No, I'm not suggesting that at all, but it's just they're already starting to hum around down there.
I agree with you. Bucks has to go.
Yeah. and as Will said off air again, Ross Lyon's going to take his spot. So
Daisy Thomas. See you next week.
Thanks for having me.